家好，祝大家端午节快乐，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, happy Dragon Boat Festival, this is Adam。
我觉得这可能是我们应该是第五年做这个端午节的节目了。
Oh yeah,
我们每一年会陪着大家度过好多的节日。
Yeah,
we've come a long way,
come a long way。
那今天在国内是放假的，大家有一个 long weekend, 有一个小长假。Ooh. 不知道你在哪里庆祝，怎么庆祝，一定有吃粽子吧。好，那我们今天就跟大家用英语一起来庆祝，分享一下端午节。 OK, 那 Adam, 你前面已经说到了端午节的英语。
Dragon Boat Festival.
Dragon Boat Festival.
Right.
那一个 festival 就是一个节日，是吧？诶， festival 和 holiday 有什么不一样？
To be honest, in English, we don't really use the word festival very much. Holiday is just, you don't have to work.
Holiday 就是那种假期，就是对，不用上班的，是吧？
Right.
但 festival 好像中国很多的 traditional holidays.
Right.
传统节日都会叫什么什么 festival、比如说、
like、Spring Festival,
对 Spring Festival, 然后还有
Mid-Autumn Festival,
没错，对，之前我们清明节，但那个不叫什么什么 festival.
Yes, we just call that
Tomb
Sweeping
Day. 对，
Not a happy day.
对，其实这个很多时候就是搭配了，因为说为什么这个不叫 festival, 对吧？
Right.
I guess, 对，清明节因为它是一个 solemn, 但它不是一个那种你要欢快庆祝的，所以它不叫 festival.
Right,
right. 好，那讲到 Dragon Boat Festival, Dragon Boat 就是龙舟。
Right.
所以英语对这个节日的叫法是非常形象的，就是说在这一天会有比如赛龙舟，对吗？
Right.
其实赛龙舟我觉得在北美很流行。
Sure.
温哥华现在就是有很大型的那个 Dragon Boat Race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I live right across from the water too, so I always see people practicing.
对，就你家呢就能看到很多人练习，是吧？国外的好像这种 boating activities 都挺流行的。
Yeah.
Especially, well, I guess, if you live near the water.
Near the water. Yeah, maybe if we didn't live so close to the water, it wouldn't be...So
if you're living in Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
Nevada.
What's a dragon boat?
沙漠。那像 dragon boat, 龙舟，我们前面说 race 就是比赛，对吧？ So a race, 它是一个名词，然后也可以是一个动词。
Right, we race, they are racing.
They're racing each other, 他们互相在比啊。但是划船那个动词是什么呢？
They row...You're rowing, I guess?
就有一个小朋友的歌不是
Oh, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
对，就 row a boat, 是吧？但还有 paddle.
Right.
Paddle 就让我就是想到就是中国的一个儿童的歌曲叫让我们荡起双桨。因为 paddle 是比较大的那种桨嘛。我就想到就是公园里面，中国公园里面那个 you paddle. Row 好像更 competitive, 就是你要快。
Yeah.
Like,Paddle.
It's, I mean, this confused me when I was a kid because a small boat is called a rowboat and you row, but we don't actually call those paddles, they're called oars.
Yeah, so,
oars.
好难念啊，怎么拼啊？
O-A-R-S. The difference between an oar and a paddle, I couldn't really tell you.
In any case, 就是桨是吧、Dragon Boat Festival, 那如果大家查 Wikipedia, 维基百科，它上面也会说你也可以叫它端午 Festival.
Oh yeah?
Well, I guess to, 就是对中国文化有一些了解的外国人。
That's cool. I mean, I totally support that.
但是对中国文化不那么了解的外国人, they wouldn't know what 端午 Festival is.
Right.
But chances are they'll probably know what Dragon Boat Festival
yes.
is. Yes. 因为 Dragon Boat 在国外还蛮流行。好的，那 when is the Dragon Boat Festival?
Well, Jenny, the festival occurs on the fifth day of the fifth month of the traditional Chinese calendar.
所以就是讲到我们中国的农历，大家会听到有什么 lunar calendar,然后 traditional Chinese calendar,是吧？
Don't say farmer calendar.
对，不，没有那个说话，不能那样说啊。It occurs, 就是发生在这一天、对吗？但是我们像现在用 Western calendar 这个阳历、So this year, today it's June 18th.
Wow.
如果要英语里面表达这个几月几号、 我要告诉你啊，今年这个 Dragon Boat Festival 是6月18号。
Okay, so it's on the blah blah blah. You could say it falls on, that's okay, but the simplest way is just the whatever is on, like my birthday. My birthday is on a Tuesday. My birthday is on July 12th.
Okay, 那所以 it's on 后面会先说月然后再说那个天吗
Yeah, and you should really add that like 18th or, you know, first, second, third.
对就是 when you're talking about dates.
Yeah, you wouldn't just say it's on June 3.
对就 June 3rd or June 18th. TH, 6月18号表示那个日那个号。Okay, so in China, this is a public holiday.、We get one day off.
Wow, so lucky.
但是因为它和周末连的 so we actually get 3 days off.
Oh, okay.
A long weekend.
Wow.
我们放假一天最简单的表达方法就是
You get a day off.
Yeah, you get a day off, 就不用上班是不是、a day of work, a day of school.
Right.
当然端午节呢也有、它非常悠久的历史那我们通常说到它历史的渊源背景故事的时候会用到 origin 这个词
Yeah, okay, the origin of this festival、
Origin 就是起源的意思、
Like a lot of movies, especially now that movies are all about superheroes、They'll always talk about the origin story、Like how did Superman become Superman、
Okay, 那我们不说 Superman
了我们说 Well, someone as famous as Superman, perhaps.
我们说 Dragon Boat Festival 的起源好吗、You should be familiar with this.
Very familiar.
对吧那你就跟我们用英语表达一下。
Well, like, I think we have done this before, but I really, just because my first Dragon Boat Festival was spent with little children,、just the way that they described it to me using their English was just, it's so memorable and it's just stuck in my head.、There was a man.、the people liked the man. The man died and they threw him in the water, but、they...were afraid that the fish were going to eat the man,、so they threw some yummy triangles into the water.
这讲的也很好啊 ，yummy triangles 粽子就是这样。但最重要的，你知道 who was the man 吗
？Well, so this is the word that they did not know. They didn't know poet.
对了
，so I had to tell them, oh, he's a poet.
Poet, yeah, 屈原、right. 爱国诗人是吧、So poet 就是诗人，然后呢 he wrote a lot of poems、and he made significant contribution to Chinese poetry.
Right.
所以大家看到这几个概念 ，poem 是一首诗
，right，
然后一个大的这个诗歌这些体系是 poetry，
right，、
然后写诗的人就是
poet
啊。OK, 既然你讲到 yummy triangle, 我们就来讲讲粽子。因为我觉得小孩子真的时候 they just surprise you, beyond belief. 一个大人可能很难用 yummy triangle.
Right, yeah.
But it makes so much sense.
We always say from the mouths of babe.
因为粽子它就是三角的或者它是立体的三角也可以叫 pyramid 吧。
Pyramid has to stand. Right?
Pyramid 就是金字塔，你知道埃及金字塔
，right？
那你觉得 to an average like an American，、如果你跟他说 Have you ever had 粽子？他会知道我说的是什么吗？
Yeah, probably not.
对，只有可能来过中国吃过粽子的人才会知道。
Yeah, I mean, like probably we would just look at it and think like, oh, that's a dumpling, you know, or like, it's like a some kind of leaf wrap or something.
对，就是英语形容咱们中国的这些点心的时候，真的很词穷，就是所有的东西基本上都可以用 dumpling 来表述。
Right.
但 Adam 刚刚讲的就更加的detail， 更加具体一点，说是 leaf wrap.
Yeah.
Leaf 就是叶子
，right.
然后 wrap 就是包裹
，right.
比如你要包一个礼物，
Yeah, you wrap a present.
对，但这个包粽子我们也是so it's sticky rice、
okay.
wrapped in leaves. So it has the sticky rice has a very special like herbal aroma. 就会有植物就是粽叶的清香。Now, are you a fan of 粽子?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, the problem is when people give them to me, they don't give me one. They give me like 30.
那你吃过的粽子是甜的还是咸的
The sweet one
豆沙的是吧、yeah. 这 sweet ones 最传统的可能最常见的啦 red bean paste、
yeah.
同样是红豆还是有区别的就是粽子除了有 red bean paste 豆沙还有一些是 red beans、mm. it's not paste
really
对啊就是白的糯米里面像我们上海那种有红豆的粽子、
mm.
然后就会蘸白砂糖 dip that in just
in sugar
pure sugar 很好吃然后还有枣子嘛有枣泥馅儿的
so this one I've never had
枣子英语叫
the date
dates
yeah
是吗 dates这词也好奇怪啊 It's a date、
mm-hmm.
约会日期早就都要 date、
right. Yeah, English is so weird
但还有一个词叫
jujube
这也是枣子的意思
In my mind, a jujube is like a candy Like a candy that's made in a factory
哦、oh, 就是那种蜜枣是吧、
mm.
Candy
It's a candy、it's more like it's, I think it was a brand name
Oh.
Right, of something that is like a date, but it's just sugar. It's just made out of sugar.
Anyway, guys, 枣子就是 dates.
Dates.
If you don't have a sweet tooth, 不是那么爱吃甜食呢, there are lots of savory 粽子. Savory 其实就是说一个东西是咸的, mm. 但其实它和 salty 还有一点点不一样是吧?
Yeah, salty, when we use the word salty, we're usually saying it's too salty.
就是说一个东西太咸了, mm. salty.
Right.
如果就是口味是咸的会用 savory.
Yeah, savory.
Savory 的粽子我自己最喜欢吃的就是 pork belly.
Oh.
pork belly.就是五花肉、
oh.
因为这东西它一定得要有点 fat、mm. 你知道有要有点脂肪它才好吃、
mm.
If the meat is very lean、
yeah.
很瘦的话就是很干 it's,
yeah,
too dry.
It's too dry It's not very delicious、Like that, yeah Eat the fatty parts、
oh, 我那天还买了素的 Vegetarian savory 粽子
Really? Vegetarian pork belly?
不是不是它不是 pork belly 它是其他大统华有啊就在加拿大的朋友可能熟悉的 Chinese supermarket 它有二十多种不同的粽子、
huh.
You should try them out
I think I will
OK 那我们今天的节目就到这儿 Wish you a very happy Dragon Boat Festival 然后大家最喜欢什么口味的粽子呢或者你家乡有没有什么口味很特别的粽子都欢迎在今天的留言里面跟我们分享那我们今天的开言会员课程呢也是带给大家一节全英语的端午节的课程所以我们的会员们不要忘了学习 OK, we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys